We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10 to 10, chapter 9, chapter entitled Mother Yashoda Binds Lord Krishna. Text 4. Tam sanyakam asadya. Tam sanyakam asadya. Matanantim jananim harihi. Matanantim jananim harihi. Grihitva dadimantanam. Grihitva dadimantanam. Nyasedhat pritimavahan. Nyasedhat pritimavahan. Tam sanyakam asadya. Matanantim jananim hari. Grihitva dadimantanam. Nyasedhat pritimavahan. Tam sanyakam asadya. Matanantim jananim hari. Grihitva dadimantanam. Nyasedhat pritimavahan. Matananim jananim harihi. Grihitva dadimantanam. Mataji. Tam sanyakama asan. Grihitva dadimantanam. Nashedhat pritimavaham. Word to word meaning. Tam unto Mother Yashoda. Sanyakamaha. Krishna, who was desiring to drink her breast milk. Asadya. Appearing before her. Mathanantim. While she was churning butter. Jananim, to the mother. Harihi, Krishna. Grihitva, catching. Dadimantanam, the churning rod. Nyasedhat, forbade. Pritimavahan, creating a situation of love and affection. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. While Mother Yashoda was churning butter, Lord Krishna, desiring to drink the milk of her breast, appeared before her and in order to increase her transcendental pleasure, he caught hold of the churning rod and began to prevent her from churning. Purport. Krishna was sleeping within the room and as soon as he got up, he became hungry and went to his mother, wanting to stop her from churning and drink the milk of her breast. He stopped her from moving the churning rod. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathamvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam श्री राधा कृष्ण पदां सहगना ललिता श्री विशाखांवितंस नमाम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमदे भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात देशदान नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरतिशे नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधाकांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम राम हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण। I seek blessings of all the Vaishnavas to speak on this exalted Srimad Bhagavatam and that too this Damodar Leela, which is one of the most exalted pastimes of Krishna as described by all the acharyas. Please repeat the translation responsibly. While Mother Yashoda was churning butter, Lord Krishna, desiring to drink the milk of her breast, appeared before her, and in order to increase her transcendental pleasure, he caught hold of the churning rod and began to prevent her from churning. So it's a very beautiful transaction or the pastimes between the Lord and Mother Yashoda. Now how Sukadeva Goswami is explaining, even all the acharyas have spoken about this pastime most elaborately, one of the most spoken pastimes of Krishna. We don't hear any other incarnation of Krishna about their childhood pastimes, you know, Bal Leela. Lord Narasingadev, he appeared in same form, finished his work, you know, his operation and went back in few hours. And even Vamandev, he appeared as small, but he was not really a child. He was a dwarf Brahmin. And any other incarnation. Even Lord Ram, who appeared in the family and had more elaborate pastimes than other incarnations, there is no description about his Bal Leela in Valmiki Ramayana. He appeared after this yajna and then he grew up. That's all. Next sloka. Only Krishna and of course Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are avataris. So only Krishna's pastimes are most elaborately and specially childhood pastimes. There are other pastimes also, but Krishna is more known for his childhood pastimes. Any small child in India, people will say he's Bal Gopal. And of all the Bal Leelas, this is one of the most spoken by acharyas. There are many reasons and anyone who hears and reads, they can understand, it's so sweet. Depending on their realization and their own purity, they can relish. So in this, we are hearing this from last 2 days, and it's the third day of Damodar Leela. Krishna is preventing Mother Yashoda from churning. And even in material world, we can easily relate these pastimes to our limited experience and limited realm of material world. It's not exactly, but somewhat like that. Even a small calf, when that calf wants to drink the milk of mother cow, what he does? To invoke more love, because when cow will feel the love, then she will give the milk. That is how it works. And for Mother Yashoda, there is no material or biological phenomenon, milk coming from her body. The milk from the body of Mother Yashoda is only pure affection and love for Krishna. That is why, even when Krishna appeared to Mother Yashoda, she was quite old. And we hear even Devaki and Mother Devaki, Mother Yashoda, Krishna was grown up, became grandfather, still the milk is coming. Because it's not a biological phenomena, because Mother Yashoda's body is not biological. It's not material body, it's spiritual body. But to invoke more love, as we hear, that love is only increasing in the spiritual world. To invoke more love, like the calf, what he does, everyone knows, you know, you would have seen that calf will go to mother cow to drink the milk, and he will hit with his own head on the udders of cow. He'll not drink directly, he'll start hitting. So I asked one cowherd man, he said, this is how they invoke love of mother cow, and the mother will give more milk. So whether it is any species of animals, or birds, or reptiles, or human beings, we all, being part and parcel of Krishna, we have similar traits. So here also, in human child, we see this. Krishna, what is he doing? He's trying to prevent. Kind of, he's like transcendentally angry. Because, this is the past time when Krishna was 3 years, 4 months old. Damodar Leela. Now for all these years and days, Krishna never woke up on his own. Every day Mother Yashoda will go, you know, and kiss Krishna, embrace her, then sing some songs and wake him up. Then take him onto her lap and feed him the milk. The first time in Krishna's this pastime, you know, is happening that Krishna has woken up on his own. And to his wonder, he sees that his mother is not there. So he becomes angry. And just to unfold this pastime, he exhibits his anger at different phases. It's a shock. A small child, three years old, her mother is not there. You know, somehow he comes down from the bed. His small body, small feet, somehow he comes down. Because he can hear the singing of Mother Yashoda. First he was angry that I left everything. As well as Radha Govind Maharaj, his Damodar Leela, you know, almost everyone would have heard. And he says, Krishna is telling that I left Vaikuntha, all these opulence, just to become your son. And what you did with me? You left me alone? I'll show you now. And then he becomes angry, and then his anger subsided when Mother Yashoda actually will feed him. But then again, mother will put him down, go to save the milk on the stove. And then he becomes angry. So here, he comes. Now, Mother Yashoda, we saw yesterday, is completely absorbed. Now this is the difference between how we can understand whether one has a false ego or enjoying tendency or not. This is one of the, any pure devotee, he does not want any audience, he does not want anything external to be absorbed in Krishna. Nandakumar Prabhu Prabhupada disciple, he was like, he had very strong, you know, bonding with Prabhupada. Like Tamal Krishna Maharaj has different kind of bonding with Prabhupada. So he was one point of time secretary, servant of Prabhupada. So he used to say that it is my duty to protect Prabhupada. That kind of feelings and affection he had for Prabhupada. So he said once, Prabhupada told me that you go, you sleep in the night, even for massage, you go and sleep, and I will do my little work and then I will sleep. So he wanted to, after some time he heard some sound. He thought maybe, so what he did, he peeped from the keyhole to see what Prabhupada is doing. And Prabhupada, with his managerial duty, sometimes becomes upset, sometimes becomes angry. But here is Prabhupada, who is just absorbed in Krishna Leela. We have heard so many. This is one of the pastimes. Another time, Prabhupada is, like sitting like this and moving, front and back. Why he is saying, I am relishing Krishna Leela. And he is all alone. So pure devotees, they don't need audience. Here, Mother Yashoda does not need any audience. She is just alone, absorbed completely in Krishna's pastime that we heard yesterday. So her eyes are closed, ears are engaged in what she is singing. Tongue is engaged in singing, ears are engaged in what she is singing. She is not able to understand anything else. Eyes are closed, tears are flowing from her eyes. Body is engaged in service of Krishna. Every aspect of Mother Yashoda is engaged in service of Krishna. So when Krishna comes, and now he is little angry because Mother was not there. So he comes, he is trying to, get her attention, but she is absorbed. He tried to pull her sari, she was out of this world, different consciousness. So what he thought, let me, this entire system, this pot and whatever is inside the pot, curd, and this churning rod and rope, Mother Yashoda. This is one system. What is the root? So then he catches the churning rod. So when he caught hold of churning rod, he is a 3 years small child. But he is Supreme Lord. So he exhibited his power. So then he caught hold of churning rod, and immediately, because now the rope is not moving, the mother, she came to external consciousness. First she saw and she smiled. Why she smiled? She thought, my child has become so intelligent. He's such a tiny fellow. He's so intelligent. He didn't touch anything else. He directly went and caught hold of the churning rod to get my attention. It's a sign of intelligence. That's why Krishna se bhaje hoy bado chatur. Why? Because who do bhajan of Krishna, they destroy the root of material existence. They're intelligent. They don't work on superficial, different layers like yogis. They go and destroy the root of material existence and go back to Krishna. Another reason why she smiled is she thought, my this little tiny son has also become very strong. His body is very strong. The Mother Yashoda is quite strong, and she is churning with both hands, and here is this young fellow. He caught hold of one hand the churning rod, and churning rod stopped. Mother Yashoda, out of affection, she does not know that he is the same person who is actually holding the entire Mandara mountain as a churning rod on his back. So that is his strength. So she was very happy. Now every mother, when they, mother or father, well mostly mother, they see every activity of the child. They are fortunate. Especially fortunate are those mothers who see their child growing. No one else in their family may get this opportunity. And nowadays mothers are also working, so they are bereft of that fortune. So then, she was seeing him growing. And she is so happy. So every mother is happy. One time, one Mataji, she, a small child, few months, maybe 8 to 10 months, started speaking something. And the first thing a child learns is ma or ba or something like that. So something this child was uttering, maybe 8 months, 10 months or 12 months. And this Mataji is telling, one devotee was narrating, she was telling to one devotee, "So Prabhuji, you know my child, he speaks Prabhupada. He is telling Prabhupada, he is calling out Prabhupada." I said, "Okay, very nice. How that child cannot speak Prabhu. He can speak Ba and Ma and Pa." But that is not anything artificial. She is not applying any intelligence, artificial intelligence of this material world. She has lot of affection for the child. Shishi Radharaj Pihari Sitaram Lakshman Man Shishi Gaunitai Ki. Her affection for child we can see even in this material world. But that affection is temporary. The difference between Yashoda's affection and affection in this world of any mother is temporary, because child will grow. Krishna's activity at any stage, same activities were still transcendental and invoked love in Mother Yashoda's heart. But in material world, what happened? The small child, 1 to 1.5 year old, he starts speaking, then he goes to school, learns some poems. And with his broken language, he recites poem, and everyone, they'll make videos and photos, and everyone in the family and neighbors also will go and see that child. Now if that child grows, he becomes now 22 years old, completed his engineering, and someone has come to see him for marriage. He's 22, 23 years old. Now mother loved that child for this broken language, "Ah, ba, pa, pa." Now when this girl's father is coming and he asks, "What is your name?" "Ba, pa." He starts speaking like this. What will happen? The same mother will slap him. So this is all temporary. But Mother Yashoda, she is eternal. Krishna is eternal. The relationship is eternal. That's why when Balram came, maybe 100 years, 90 years, Krishna was almost 100 years. When 90 years, Prabhupada says, when Kurukshetra war took place, somewhere nearby Lord Balram visits. When Mother Yashoda is talking about Krishna, and the milk is flowing from her body. Same affection. Danavir Maharaj was saying that, you know, in this temporary world, the affection, every husband or every wife appears beautiful to husband for some time in life. So that affection is for some time, for child, for wife, for husband, for family. But here it is not like that. And immediately after, Krishna stopped this churning rod. Mother Yashoda, she took, and she actually she didn't take, she just was watching. And she was so amazed to see this wonderful activity, she was just watching Krishna. And then what Krishna did? Now Mother Yashoda is in the external consciousness. She has opened eyes and watching Krishna and smiling. Krishna goes, leaves the churning rod, you know, keeps one foot on her lap and somehow holds her body and, you know, he sat on her lap. And he knows, where is my food? So he only starts drinking the milk. The milk was there, yesterday we saw, milk is anyway coming. So he knows where my food is. Sukadeva Goswami is saying, "Tam," unto Mother Yashoda, "stanya kama." Now Krishna is aptakam. Krishna is atmaram. He is aptakam. He is completely satisfied in himself. So the Lord, that's why he says Harihi. Sukadeva Goswami is wonderstruck. That he thinks matanim jananim Harihi. He is Hari. He is Lord Hari. He can take away distress of everyone. And now he himself is hungry. Hunger is disturbing him. One person who is always self-satisfied, always, eternally. No one can be like Krishna to be self-satisfied. But that self-satisfied Lord has become desirous. Now he desires something, which is contradictory. But then, Krishna is never satisfied. That is the internal reason. Krishna is never satisfied. Krishna wants more and more and more love and devotion from his devotees. And he has unlimited capacity to reciprocate also and to accept also. Unlimited means we cannot even imagine. Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj once he was telling, one devotee asked, I don't know how, suddenly one devotee asked, so how many gopis Krishna has? The number which he gave, Maharaj got from somewhere, he said 600 billion. The entire population, human population of this planet is 7 billion. 600 billion only gopis. How many gopsakhas? How many elderly gopis? So how big will be Vrindavan? That is Krishna's opulence. It's just part. So he has unlimited desire to accept love from devotees. See, he is still not satisfied. That's why he doesn't even leave the soul in the material world. He comes, he sends guru, he sends sadhus, he sends scriptures, get more love. So he is never satisfied. But when he becomes desirous for love, when he sees that jiva or any soul is engaged in loving devotional service. Now there is a kind of transcendental competition here between the milk of Mother Yashoda and milk on the stove, which is cow milk. Cows also love Krishna and they also want to serve Krishna. So when Mother Yashoda every day wakes up Krishna, she tells that wake up now, none of the cow is giving milk. And Krishna does not wake up morning 5 o'clock. He wakes up after sunrise. He does not have to stand, he is in his own leela. So we don't follow, we don't imitate. So Krishna wakes up little later after sunrise. And Mother Yashoda sends Krishna to go to the Goshala. Because until and unless cows will see Krishna, they will not give milk. They are not bothered about their own calf. They have to see Krishna to give the milk. That is the love of cows. And we know this pastime, Ramana Mohan Lila at the end, how cows are running with their full udders from the Govardhan mountain. They are not even bothered how much stones are there for Krishna there. But in this competition of cow milk and milk of Mother Yashoda, Mother Yashoda wins. As Krishna comes to drink that milk. And he is Hari. But for Yashoda, he is her own son. Now this entire chapter we see, Mother Yashoda does not have to put any effort to remember Krishna. She is not a sadhana bhakti state. She is not even raganuga. So it's like very spontaneously she remembers Krishna. And she is thinking and singing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, he said, whatever service you do, whatever direct service or even other household service, whatever we do in our life, we must chant along with that. So once Prabhupada was asked by devotees that what should Pujari chant when he is worshipping? So the different, Prabhupada said, either you can offer, you can, every item, whatever you are offering to Lord, you can tell every personality to please accept. Or if nothing, you just chant Hare Krishna. When Dhruva Maharaj was not able to utter a word, was not able to speak, then Krishna touches his conch and then he speaks. Prabhupada says we should speak. If we don't know anything, we should just speak Hare Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, when you do any service and chant or sing Hare Krishna along with that service, then it will become devotional service. So your mother is doing that. Now in material world, holy name takes the front seat. We chant and we do service. And chant along with the service. But in the spiritual world, service is more important. And chanting also goes with that. So continuously, she is chanting Krishna's name and all her senses are engaged. That is what makes this Aptakam Hari as Stanyakam. One who is self-satisfied, who is the Supreme Lord, he becomes desirous of that love. When Advaita Acharya, he called out for Lord, Lord came. Lord appeared as Gauranga. And Prabhupada says that we should call out like that. So he'll come. He was engaged, worshipping Shaligram Shila with Tulsi and Ganga water. He was engaged and calling out the Lord. And Lord came. Lord is attracted to purity. And this purity is purity of innocence. And even this material world, a pure devotee exhibits his innocence, his purity. We have seen in Prabhupada's life, he'll become a childlike person. He'll become like a small child. Many times we have seen. He's 70, 75 years old person. Extremely intelligent, very sharp, even managerially you see his decisions, the purport, but he becomes like a small child. Because that purity of innocence is always there. And that not only attracts Krishna or devotees, but that quality also attracts non-devotees. Dhira dhira jana priyo. Srinivas Acharya, he writes in this Shad Goswami Astakam, whether Dhira or Adhira, they both got attracted to Six Goswamis. And we saw in case of Prabhupada also. Many people got attracted. Even the scientists, even the news reporters who will come to Srila Prabhupada and talk, that time sometime would be heated conversations. But they don't speak harshly to Prabhupada. They may not they may not agree with the philosophy or the concept. But every one of them glorifies Prabhupada as a person. So this is the secret of preaching. And that's why Srila Prabhupada said purity is the force. Because not everyone is ready in this material world to accept the philosophy. Why? Because they are not pure. Esham tu antagatam papam jananam punya karmanam. They don't have sufficient punya karma. The still sinful proclivities are there. Punya is not sufficient. So they will not be attracted. But what a sadhu can do, he can attract everyone to himself and then gradually shift them to the philosophy and to Krishna. So all these people who met Prabhupada, they glorified Prabhupada as a person. So this is purity. Even materially, people get attracted. One person came to Prabhupada, he said, I want to learn. And he was a owner of big company. He was like a CEO. And he told Prabhupada, can you teach me? Prabhupada said, what do you want to learn? He said, business. So you want to learn business from me? Yes. You came with nothing and now you have money, power, manpower both at your disposal. And how these men are so loyal to you? Because in the material world, no one is loyal to anyone. So how they are loyal to you? So even these kind of people were attracted to Prabhupada. Prabhupada could hold them. And the same intensity of love and purity drags Krishna towards the devotee. It's the love which drags. And the love of Krishna drags the pure devotees towards Krishna. Tesham satata yuktana bhajatam priti purvakam. Prabhupada says this sloka again and again. And Prabhupada said, you just focus on tesham satata yuktana bhajatam priti purvakam. You do these two things. Rest Krishna will take care, he is telling. You just lovingly engage in my service and I will tell you how to come towards me. I will arrange. So Krishna, even Krishna drags pure devotees towards him. And devotees, they drag Krishna. And Maya drags conditioned souls. And conditioned souls drag Maya. So, you know, four things. The two pairs are there. So we have to, you know, sadhaka has to change the track. And in between the track, going from Maya track to Krishna track, he is hanging. And that is where he needs lot of faith. Arjuna asked this question, no? One boy came. Prabhupada was giving lecture and one boy came. And he was sitting. At the end, he asked one question. He said, Swamiji, you are telling that we should leave material and accept spiritual. Agreed. What if I leave material and cannot completely accept spiritual? If I am hanging in between, what will happen? And Prabhupada said the same question Arjuna has asked. After the class over, that boy left. And Prabhupada told one of his disciples, keep eye on him. He is not ordinary. And that boy became His Holiness Ramakrishna Goswami Maharaj. Same questions are being asked. So now we have to shift. And that time we need faith. Faith based on the scriptures. Then, so here Krishna has arranged that situation. He's kind of, you know, little bit angry. He exhibits little bit anger. That why did you not come and wake me up? And Mother Yashoda may say, it is not yet your time to wake you up. Because still, she started churning the butter and when it was dark. Sun has not arisen yet. It is not for Krishna's time to wake. So even though it is not Krishna's time to wake up, he wakes up. Because of sannyakama. Because of that love which mother is exhibiting. So sometimes, these small kids, they don't want anything. They just want, kids want attention. That is sure. Every children want attention. If everyone in the family just ignores them, then he starts crying. Then he will do something to grab attention. That's a tendency. That tendency is also there in every living entity. But in children, they are innocent, so they exhibit. So here, Krishna wants that attention. That how could you leave me? But it is not your time to wake up. Still, you should be there on the bed. So he exhibited a little bit anger. But then he was satisfied when mother starts feeding. So they said, if we always engage ourselves with the senses and chant the glories, at the end we are sure to attain Krishna Priya. That's what mother is teaching. With her own example. And we see the situation, the same experience and reciprocation we are trying to get in this material world. Every living entity wants that others should love him. Every living entity in the material world. We want to become center of attraction and someone else should love us. Basically, I want to become the enjoyer. Because only love, Prabhupada says there is no love in this material world. And love word is only for Krishna and living entity. Their reciprocation is love. It is not that one living entity loves another living entity. Everyone loves Krishna. And Krishna has the capacity to reciprocate. And Krishna is determined to reciprocate with the love of devotees. But in material condition, in our conditioning stage, we think we have a desire that people should love. Someone should love me. And everyone is hankering and looking like a madman for the love which he doesn't get. No one in the material world gets love. But everyone is looking. This name, fame, glories, followers, distinction, this rank one, rank two, more service, more name, more book distribution, more name, this all is actually from that desire that people should love me. Which is a perverted form. The original form is that Krishna will love us. The perverted form is that we have this desire. It's like Lord Ramchandra, he exhibited this pastime when Mother Sita was taken away by Ravana. Even if anyone loves his wife, her husband, children, parents, even if you love, you have diamond jewelry, you love the jewelry, whatever you may have, you cannot exhibit love like Lord Ram. Even if someone is kidnapped, a small child, is kidnapped from the house. The mother, father, they will cry, they will go to police, they will look here and there, search and ask people. They will not ask the trees, have you seen my child? They will not ask the stones, have you seen my child? They will not ask this building. But Lord Ram is asking from trees, from leaves, from fruits, from stones, from everyone. He is asking, did you see my Sita? And why did he do that? He wants to exhibit there is no love. And whatever you get, that is will be taken away. And then another thing what Acharya has explained is a man who is it's like, you know, henpecked. Not henpecked, actually, he's too much attached to women. This is his situation. What will happen? And you have Pururava, similar lines. So when we are looking for love, that is okay. Because that is our original constitutional position to give love and get love. That is okay. If we are looking for love, no problem. But if we are looking for love at the wrong place, there is a problem. If anyone not us is desiring to have that love, that will only come from Krishna, no one else. Even Guru Parampara becomes a transparent via media. Why this word transparent is given? Because it's coming from Krishna. Every soul has a direct connection. When Krishna is speaking in Bhagavad Gita 4.34, Tadvidhi Pranipatena. So then he says, he talked, because Krishna is asking how to achieve that. He says, Tadvidhi, that vidhi, how you can achieve? You go and surrender to Guru. Ask him. And next, immediately the next verse, Krishna speaks, 4.35. He says, by understanding, that means after approaching the Guru, what you will learn? You will become learned. That means now you are Pandita, you can see the things as they are. You can see things as they are. And what will happen? You will see that all the living entities are mine. They are mine. Exactly, immediately after this verse he says, all the living entities are mine. If you understand, you will never fall into illusion again. Very clearly Krishna says, living entities are mine. So how can a living entity love another living entity? It's only we have to love Krishna and Krishna will love us. And how much can Krishna give? Dhruva's mother, Suruchi, Suniti, she told, you go to Lord Vishnu. And she was worried, but she was kind of, assured that Lord will take care. Lord can give love. One time I think here at GBC meeting, one Maharaj was saying that Krishna's love for living entity is more deeper than 10 million oceans put together. That kind of love Krishna gives. And we see here, in the entire pastime, what is this? Love. Krishna, who is the Supreme Lord, he wants that devotee's love should capture him. The devotee's love should control Krishna. We all have desire to become controller. So if we control Krishna, we'll be the supreme controller. So we will control Krishna. And that's why Jata Jatamrit we hear or Chaitanya Bhagavat, that I worship the courtyard of Nanda Baba. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I worship Nanda Baba, in whose courtyard the Supreme Lord is playing. Because Nanda Baba can control Krishna with his own love. Krishna is ready. We who have to desire. And in this material world, all the relationships are based on this selfish desire to be loved. And that's why the problems are happening. Earlier the problems were less. It is not that people didn't have desire to be loved, but now it's more open and expressed. And so many problems. No two people, we have never seen two people being happy together. Whether husband, wife, father, son, brother, sister, whatever. Because everyone is expecting in the relationship. So you cannot get love. So we have to divert that love to Krishna. So here Krishna is forbidding or trying to stop Mother Yashoda from churning. So we should do so much service. Generally we have to be told that, Prabhu, can you do this service? Prabhu, please do this service. I told you 3 days back, now at least you do. Okay, now 3 months are passed, at least you do this 5 minute service. So we have to drag sometimes. We have to be dragged. That if we come to the level we are doing unlimited service, that Krishna has to come and stop that service. Now you just come back. That is the time Krishna will call us back. You see how Srila Prabhupada was engaged. Unlimited service, unlimited. He had a desire, Prabhupada, to complete the translation of Bhagavatam. And obviously he wanted to translate again Bhagavad Gita, and Mahabharata and Ramayana. But Bhagavatam. So I asked Jananivas Prabhu that Prabhupada has this desire and pure devotee's desire, Krishna fulfills. To what happened? So Jananivas Prabhu said, see, Prabhupada always surrendered. Prabhupada always surrendered to Krishna's will. Krishna sent Prabhupada to this material world, Prabhupada came. Now, Krishna engaged him, he sent him at this old age, with so much difficulty, to the foreign land, he went. He had heart attack, 2 and 3 in America, no problem, he continued. After that also he continued service. 24 hours engaged in service. And now Krishna wants him back. So even the Prabhupada, then if you read this book by Tamal Krishna Maharaj, TKG's diary, in that Prabhupada shows his supremely independent nature. And Prabhupada writes in first canto of Bhagavatam that Krishna is supremely independent and devotees are supremely independent in executing the will of Krishna. In first canto of Bhagavatam he writes, devotees are supremely independent. And Prabhupada says, he shows that there is one pastime. So then Krishna said, you come back. That's what Jananivas Prabhu said. So we should engage so much that Krishna has to come and say, okay, now leave it and come with me. That is the time we will go back. So we saw how Krishna, who is self-satisfied, he became, had a desire to reciprocate. He wanted to reciprocate with the love of Mother Yashoda. And then he comes, stops the churning rod and starts drinking the milk. What happened later, we will see. This whole month is Damodar Leela, Damodar month. So this entire chapter will be covered till 23rd of November. Hare Krishna. Any comments or any questions? Yes, sir.
Hare Krishna. So this pastime of Krishna and Mother Yashoda asking him, this is not time to wake up, this sleep. So in childhood, all the pastimes of Krishna, whatever is there, as in our life also, in our childhood, we forget everything when we grow up. So Krishna also, when he grow up, in Krishna book, he is marrying so many wives, 16,000 and millions of wives, he said. So when Krishna was sleeping with them, and he used to wake up early in the morning, and he used to perform his ritualist activities, to show us that we have to do this thing. So when the time passes, the things keep on changing. So Krishna also, when he was his child, the time was different, and later on the child will be.
Yes. So Prabhupada is saying that, you know, Krishna in the childhood, he used to sleep till late, but when he grew up, he was a householder, then Krishna used to wake up early morning. Prabhupada writes 3 o'clock. So that's what we have to follow. Okay, we'll stop here. Kantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.